Pungpu jitar midenpa asa thongnes, ta pungpu nawa dar mojuba di thongnes yor, pungpu jitar midenpa thongnes yor, pungpu dindrupu nawa nang hingi ene meba di thongnes yor. Di thongju zane ene pungpu dindrupu nawa nang hingi yoban zibe lo di lo lohi yinba, lo di xinyu meba, lo di zumba yinba di haku gore, ta? Pungpu jitar midenpa asa thongnes yor zane, Pungpu nawa nang hingi meba di thongju zane, ani kare yungura zane, Pungpu nawa nang hingi meba di thongju zane, Pungpu nawa nang hingi yoba di denpa ma yinba, lokpa yinba, zumba yinba, tiji haku gurwa. Taka nang hingi, ani Pungpu denpa zibbe denzin di, Pungpu dindrupu nawa nang hingi chubwa zimba riba, ko denzi ku. Nawa nang hingi chubwa zimba di, ani kanche, Pungpu dhidhar midi madhi kawa xin rung dhan dhirwa hong Pungpu dhithong dhe yas nganzin pungar yus nganzin di lo lokhi yinba Rwa Pungpu dhimba dhibbe dhenzi di eni lo lokhi yinba lo chinji lo yinba Pungpu dhendu dhun zimba nang hingi Pungpu dhimba chubi yoma rwa Pungpu dhemi rwa Che zang Pungpu dhidhar midi madhi thong dhe nganzin pa ni pungar yus eni Tide nganzin di eni lokhi yinba zumba yinba thong dhe
In verse 30, where it says, having seen thus the aggregates as untrue, the conception of eyes abandoned, that means when it says having seen the aggregates as untrue, that means seeing that the aggregates, the form aggregate and so on, are untrue, meaning that they don't exist in the way that they appear. They appear as if they're existing from their own side, so you've seen that they're not existing from their own side, so they don't exist in the way that they appear. Once you've seen that, then you know that any consciousness to which the aggregates appear as if they were existing from their own side is a mistaken mind, a mistaken consciousness. And you'll also see that the true grasping mind, the true grasping mind of ignorance, which not only has the object appearing as if they were existing from their own side, but also which grasps the aggregates and so on as existing from their own side in the way that they appear, believes in them to exist in that way, that mind is a wrong consciousness, a false consciousness. Yeah, so you'll be able to see through that. You'll be able to see that mind is a false consciousness.
So, Pungpu, Pungpu kora dhirwa dha dhanda kharso uro Pungpu kora dhindrup yinpa ji nangi yorwa dha khanje Pungpu tobe lo Pungpu dhemba dhimbe dhenzi lo shinji lo di yinay ri Pungpu kora tobe lo tsema yinay ri kari yinay kola ya Pungpu rinrup ji nangi yorwa Chetan ta rinrup du nawa nang hindi yomarwa Rinrup du nawa nang hindi mewa di ha kho yungtu zane Ani rinrup du nani rinrup thaka nang hindi zinru nying lo di rwa Zinru nying lo di ta chinji lo yinba ta zumba yinba Denpa ma yinba di ha kho rwa ta di sayo duke rwa
So I hope it's clear to you then that whether we talk about the mind grasping eye, which is a valid one, or whether it's the invalid one, the true grasping mind, in either case, the object appears to exist from its own side, so the way of appearing is mistaken. Whereas out of these two, it's the true grasping mind only, the self-grasping mind, which actually believes things to exist in the way that they appear, actually grasps or apprehends the object as existing from its own side as it appears to. And from that point of view, it's a mind which is not true, which is false, which is mistaken, which is a wrong consciousness. That's clear, isn't it?
Nganzin di pana kanche nga da pungpu dindrupu nawa nang hingi dindrupu re sam zin de warwa ชาติงาตาอ่างาตาพุงบุตุดินดุดุนาวนังหิงดินดุเรศันดินเดียดุดันเนอันนี้ที่ดินดุไม่ยิ่งบัดเดียหักกว่าคุยสงวนังหิงเรียแม่บัดหักกว่าขอรู้ว่าชิจิโลยิ่งบัดหักกว่าอันนี้ขอรู้จุบัยยิ่งบัดหักกว่าดูดันเนอันนี้เงินจิบัดเดียตั้งกันจะเงินเงินจิบัดโลดีตั้งกันจะปังกี่อรวะแม่เชื่อกี่อรวะเงินจิบัดเนี่ยเสร็จว่าปังปังเนี่ยนี่ชินะพุงบุจงมิจุส
The last two lines, and due to abandoning the conception of I, the aggregates arise no more. So this means that once you've seen that the I and the aggregates are not existing from their own side in the way that they appear, and in which the true grasping mind apprehends them to exist, believes them to exist. Once you've seen that they don't exist in the way that they appear, in the way that they're grasped by that mind, then you would discard that mind, seeing that it's a wrong consciousness, that it's it's not true, it's a false consciousness. Then you would discard that mind, and once you've discarded that mind, then you would no longer have the afflictions, the afflictive thoughts and emotions which motivate you to engage in karma, which causes you to be born again in psychic existence. In which case you're taking a new set of aggregates. So those new aggregates would not be produced. They would also no longer arise, because you've no longer created the karma for them to arise, because you've discarded the ignorance which causes you to create that karma. We're now moving on to the 31st verse, and in terms of the outlines that we find in the commentary, the structure there, the title of this point is the explaining through the example of a mirror, the reflection in a mirror.
Oh yeah, sungyengi pesheva sayacheva. Ta sungyengi pesheva de karesna. Sungyengi pesheva la sada pedi temba tela reva. Kansa da pumbu deme du tobe serva. Dugun dobe. Ta sajedi reva sajedi. Kansa da pumbu se deme du tobe. Dugun dobe. Dugun dobe serva. Zimbachili.
Nadam Pumbu.
Kansada Pumbu. Demi to Dobe. Dugun Dobe Zimba Serva. Dugun Dobe Rimada. Nada Pumbu Demi to Madonna. Ani Dugundi Yungu Zimbachiche. Jindu Pejit and Dobe Pejit Nidua. Nada Pumbu de Demi to Donna. Ani Aje. Dugundi Dodu was a man check this. Nada Pumbu de Demi to Madonna and Dugun to Gunju de Yungu is a tea.
In fact, it says in the outline that that there's going to be an explanation of how, when you stop the grasping at the person and the aggregates as truly existent, or existent from their own side, that you also stop the true suffering and the true origin. And that's going to be explained in terms of one example. And then there's going to be an explanation of how it is that if you don't stop the grasping at the person and the aggregates as truly existent, then you won't stop the true suffering and true cause. In terms, so there's going to be an example of that as well.
Kansa
So the basic example of it being a reflection, explained in terms of a reflection, is the same, but the way that the example is explained is different. So it's in this sense that that there are two examples that are being used.
Tini yangda nidumes, ta tisiruwa. Tita melon la tene ranshin sungye namyoji susane, pena meru nal tevina, pena shegu nal tevina, ani ngaranzu sungye di tungu shesien kore sungye, dongu ne chane di kandi chuyo ne kore sungye di tungu rwasi.
This is explaining that when we look at ourselves in the mirror, when we look at our face in the mirror, whatever it is that's on our actual face is reflected in the mirror, isn't it?
The tongue was Ranshin Sungye Nami Tini Yanda Niduni, Jungsa Yan Yemais. Kar Sungye the Kartungres and Sungye the Tagaran, don't Tagaran, Draboji Tungu, don't he imbessory Tungriva, Cheshen Kora imbessory Tungriva.
You see the very reflection of your face in the mirror exactly. Exactly like the actual face. But what you see there is not true, isn't it? Is it? Because what you see, what you're seeing is the face, is a reflection of your face, but the face that you're seeing in that mirror is not the actual face, is it?
Shiva, Chunju, the Buku Chunju, the inner Mandoji, Tangazo, Migambazo, Gangalo, Tingone, Mimboji, Haku, we are what he now and Nanking, one day in but one and Ravishinane, now and Nanking, my inputting as a Haku, we are what Migambazo, Gangalo, Haku, or what.
Apart from, although the children might look and think it's the real thing, grown ups, when they look, they know that although there's the appearance of a of their face there, that it's not the actual face. Reflection of the face seems to be the actual face, it's not the actual face, so it doesn't exist in the way that it appears, does it?
Nanzin tele ya ngadi ranrubji nangri ranrub na nanghingi yomarba.
Likewise to the true grasping mind, the object appears as if it's existing from its own side, and that's the way that that mind believes it to exist, even though it doesn't actually exist exist from its own side. It does appear to exist from its own side.
Pungunam dene, Sanganzipa, and Miba Jurusra, Pungula dene, and in Ganzilhengi, Nadindu, Ganzilhengi, Nadindu, Imbachinanje, Tishigior, Wachas, Nadindu, Imbachinangi, or the Anikaja, now Nahingi Yomarva, Pena Sugnieti, Sheshin, Banangi, or the now Nahingi Yomarva, the Queen in Pedusharva.
The way that the example is connected with the meaning. These are the terms that we use here, is that in the example of the reflection of the face seems to be a face, but it's not. And likewise, the object of the true grasping mind seems to be seems to exist from its own side, but it's not.
Pumbu tell a dene and a madi, Rendu imagine, Rendu imagine, Zinje, Nanzi, Dichi, or the Inetti, now Nashi, Narendu,
And just like the reflection seems to be an actual face, the object of the true grasping mind seems to exist from its own side. But even though it appears to exist from its own side, and even though we might believe that it exists from its own side, there's no way in which it actually does exist from its own side in the way that it appears. We go on to the third second verse, and that's where it actually states this point that despite the fact that there is the appearance of the aggregates as if they were existing from their own side, and then we have that belief of them existing from their own side, still, just like the reflection, so it appears in that way, it doesn't actually exist in that way in the slightest. I've already actually mentioned to you the other day the way in which this happens, but because it's such an important thing and it's quite difficult to get clear, to get straight, I think it's worth repeating it. When a person comes in from outside, then it's through their aggregates appearing to us that we're able to think to ourselves, it's such and such a person. So like by seeing their face, you see their face and you think, then you're able to think, oh, it's so-and-so. Or maybe from outside hearing their voice, you know it's their voice, so you think through that you're able to think it's such and such a person. Or it could be from the sound of their step, because you're used to the way that they walk, so when you hear their step, then you think, oh, so-and-so is coming, and then when they come in, you see their face, and you think, oh, yes, that's... And that's who it
is.
So in the case of other people, that's how it is that we recognize people. Now, when we think about the order in which the valid eye grasping mind and the inborn eye grasping mind arise, the order in which they arise. So what will happen is that through the aggregates of the person, through the aggregates appearing, we give rise to the thought, I. So that's in the, you know, the first thought of I. That's going to be the valid I grasping mind. Although the valid eye grasping mind doesn't think there is an inherently existing eye or an eye existing from its own side, still there is an appearance of an eye to that mind as if it were existing from its own side, or we could say there is the appearance of an inherently existing eye to that mind, even though it doesn't think there is an inherently existing eye. It doesn't grasp that, or it doesn't apprehend that. And in fact, apart from enlightened beings, any sentient being, to the consciousness of any sentient being, any consciousness of any sentient being, things appear as if they're existing from their own side, apart from the case when a person has directly realized emptiness, and then they're, you know, when they're actually in meditative equipoise on emptiness, directly, non-conceptually realizing emptiness. In that case, there is no appearance of inherent existence or true existence. Then when they come out of the equipoise, in the period of the post-meditation, things will again appear to them as if they were existing from their own side. But due to their realization, they're able to, they wouldn't, you know, grasp the object as existing from its own side, because they would be engaging in the illusion-like practice of seeing that even though things appear to exist from their own side, that they're not existing from their own side. I've actually said this to you before. I did tell you this the other day, but I know that it's something that's quite difficult, so I thought it would be good to repeat it to you. Then the inborn eye grasping mind, or the inborn true grasping mind, follows the valid eye grasping mind very, very quickly. Very, very soon after the valid one has arisen, you have the manifest form of the inborn eye grasping mind arising, the one that does think this eye is inherently existent. If you don't understand that's the order in which these minds arise, then these statements in these verses, having seen the aggregates as untrue and so forth, and where it says, you know, so the conception of I, verse 32, so the conception of I exists dependent on the aggregates and so on, this wouldn't make so much sense to you.
Then the Yala Jungi, you're going to call Jungle, but in Jungrim did it. tanda ngajin di pa meba cha sona ani kaje pungbu pungbu de ba de den di me ndu ri ti me ju sa ne ani le nyu ni bu den do du ri se du gu du ne da gu ju di ni ni do ri se de ko do be ri bo de ri ta den di yang la chung ni go ne ko ko ju 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 de dan do ju di che do ba tande di ta sung yin di kaje yo na ani sung yin che xin me lon di yo na Tina and Sungi, the session to Nangri, Melon, the manner, and Tina, Sungi, the session to Nang Maris, is Mati, and Tuguni would enjoy him the Shigi or Ba. That Kanje, she would endorse on a Kasuru. Melon the endorse on a, and you sung it the leg, Marie, and you sung it the Malena, sung it the session in Badi, and Nang Maris, Zingi Marie. Sungi chashin yinpa di manana ani chi lo dun zibbe lo di gyu chayani ta kanje pungpun dindu turu tige di kiega maare sayati dobe pe diri ta di tante di kiega gyuru wa.
What we've already looked at, going back to the text again, is the example for how from the grasping at the person and the aggregates was truly existent, you get the production of the true suffering and true origin, and this is actually the order of entering psychic existence. When we look at the 12 links of dependent origination, we have the order. There's a way of explaining them which is referred to as the order of entering into psychic existence. There's also a way of explaining them which is shows the way of exiting from. Or stopping psychic existence. So what we've looked at so far is the example for how it is that from the true grasping of the person and the aggregates, true suffering and true origin arise. So that's the forward order. So with the example, what it's saying is that when you have a mirror, then you can have the reflection of a face in the mirror. Where there's the reflection in the face in the mirror, there can be the appearance of the reflection as if it were an actual face. And there can be the belief that there's an actual face there. Not just that it's a reflection, but it's an actual face. So then the reversing order, not the reversing order, the order of stopping psychic existence, which is in terms of the meaning that's being illustrated, how it is that if there is no true grasping at the person and at the aggregates, then you also won't get the true suffering and true origin. So in terms of the example, which we haven't actually looked at yet, we haven't actually got to in the text, the example there is that if there's no mirror, then you won't get a reflection. If there's no reflection, then there won't be the appearance of the reflection as if it were the actual face. If there isn't that appearance, then there won't be the belief in which is actually a reflection, is the real face. So just like that, if you stop the grasping of the person and the aggregates, then also you don't get the subsequently the true suffering and true origin.
Tatanda sungyengi pehyaya di lama tsongkabe jukwetik jen nangli yarwa. Shimilu suso jitting nes and ding go dim mingo chibes number knees, sungi painting ne chiva knees, umetawa nevala, mimirundu gubes, sim laminins, that can't you let long majisu sungi petting like some no young, she don't pet it to that hamago yomari, disabu, jimanor chedi, and it to that pass some no tangurmaji. Pedi de hagur ke omar sam pegan sam madang che che ni lelaw che yu shan an to da de sev ma jung ti de chigris ti be ke chim bu hi bu ji ris tong ba ni to ba le chi dan pe mang gu yor de yi ne su ni gi pe de shi dan ke chim bu ji ris sen la ma tong ga be de sung gu du wa
ti ne lan de na lan de je ba
la
da de ting bu
yu yi lo yin gi de yin gi
and it says, Jerem Shilamason Kapa says very clearly in his Tripitaka, his a great commentary to the Madhyamakavatara, that the example of the reflection in a mirror for understanding the way in which the true grasping mind works, the way that things appear to the true grasping mind, and how to stop the true grasping mind, and so on, is very, very important. And you really don't think of it as being something which is easy. Don't be dismissive of it. It's a very, very important example. Najirimshi himself says that. He says, therefore, please think about this example very carefully. There are lots of other examples, but this is one of the most important examples
you can use.
In the case of the reflection of a face in the mirror, it's not the case that part of it part of it appears to be an actual face, part of the reflection appears to be an actual face, and part of it doesn't appear to be the reflection of part of it. Sorry, I have to start again. It's not the case that part of the reflection appears to be an actual face, and part of it doesn't appear to be an actual face. The whole thing appears to be an actual face. And just like from every part of the reflection, there is the appearance of the face. So also in every, you know, like every part of it is empty of actually being a face. So, you know, the whole thing is empty of being a face, the actual face. The reflection is therefore empty of being an actual face, but nevertheless, it does exist. That reflection does exist through depending upon various different causes and conditions. It's produced depending upon various causes and conditions.
Oh, yeah.
Like that, when, for example, blue appears to us, something blue appears to us, it's not the case that part of that thing, part of it is appearing to be inherently existent, and part of it is not appearing to be inherently existent. From every part of it, there's the appearance of inherent existence. The whole thing appears to be inherently existent. The blue, that blue thing, although it appears to exist from its own side, it doesn't exist from its own side, and yet it exists through depending upon various causes and conditions. So that blue thing, it appears to exist from its own side, even though it doesn't actually exist from its own side, but still it does exist, even though it's empty of existing how it appears. It does still exist through depending upon various causes and conditions.
Chung 원부 뒤 차탐제네 딘루도 능기 열디 원부 대바드베 덴질 차탐제도 딘루도 능기 열디 이네 딘루도 나와 능 힘기 열마리 이네 원부 코라 교연된디 두두제니 열이서 원부 대바 대바 매나야 원부 열이서 돈다게제 해야 디제고를 원부디 대바 주바 열마리 나와 능 힘기 열마리 이네 원부디 교연된디 두두제니 누가 수두선에
It was explained in the case of the example of the reflection that although the reflection is empty of being a face, in other words, although the reflection is empty of existing as a face in the way that it appears to, still it does exist. It is produced through depending upon various causes and conditions. It does exist. And these two things are not contradictory. The fact of existing, being a dependent origination, arising dependence upon various causes and conditions, and being empty of existing the way that it appears. Just like that, with the when a blue thing appears to us, although the whole thing appears to be inherently existent, the whole of that blue thing appears to be inherently existent, and although blue object is empty of being inherently existent, in other words, although it is empty of existing inherently as it appears to, although it's empty, it does still exist. It's a dependent origination which exists through depending on various causes and conditions. And also those two points are not contradictory. The fact of existing through depending and being empty of existing inherently.
That Tagan Hing to Nada Nanzida, Pumbusa Chana, Nada Pumbu de Tempatembe Denzi de Nada Pumbu Rundu to now Nahing Yomaridi Yinea, Nada Pumbu de Yoris, Nada Pumbu de Tendi Dudu Chen Yori, Susu Yuyen Ten Shomari, Status Yori.
Similarly, the person or the eye and the aggregates are empty of existing inherently in the way that they appear to, but still they do exist. They exist and they're dependent originations which exist or are produced through depending upon various causes and conditions.
That sungyen di dindub du sungyen di chashen du na wa na hingi rwa sungyen di chashen du na wa na hingi yo ma ri sidu zane sungyen chashen ki tongpa di ha kudu zane sungyen di mewa rigi mewa che, sungyen di thakarang deyewa, sungyen di gyugyen tendi dudu che ni shunga di hakwa na ta pei tingne yao shira hakwa re, di hakwa zan ta tundala pa jashu cho re.
Although we can understand that the reflection, when we're looking at the example, the reflection is empty of existing as an actual face in the way that it appears. So the fact that the reflection is empty of existing as an actual face, but itself isn't harmed. In other words, maybe I can put it this way: the reflection being empty of existing as an actual face doesn't harm the existence of the reflection. The reflection still exists. Even though it's empty of existing as a face in the way that it appears, it does still exist. And if you can understand that, then you've understood the example well, and you'll be able to apply that to the meaning.
Oh yeah, that sungyengi tingdu tenjung tang sirwa na wa da chwe xindun liya na wa di tungu haku du na sirwa ane tenjung tang sirwa na wa da ma chwe xindun di tobe si ane 간제 도그리 땡준다 나와다 모두의 신주도 도그리 있어봐 텔러 때는 애니 지난 거 쉬고는 파지 알잖아 애니 레라고 레이송기
When you can see in terms of the example that the reflection isn't the reflection itself isn't harmed by the fact that it's empty of existing as the as an actual reflection like saying that if you otherwise you might think that once you've realized that it's empty of existing as the actual face, that it doesn't exist, you can actually maintain the existence see the existence of the reflection, even though you can see that at the same time that it's empty of existing as a, as an actual face. So also you'll be able to see with respect to the person and so forth, the person, that even though it's empty of existing from its own side, that doesn't harm its existence. It still you can still see how it would exist. You don't see them as contradictory. You don't see the one as harming the other. And then once you can see that, you'll be able to apply that to all inner and outer phenomena.
Tabenarwa sunyin di tenjung tang nao de chua niga re ma re shi da ngi ji ti wo le.
So is it true then that the because it's
sunyin de sunyin de
is it true that the reflection is a combination of you have to keep quiet. is it true that the reflection is a combination of being a dependent origination, something that exists through depending upon various causes and conditions, and not existing in the way that it appears? Is it a combination of those two things? Existing as a dependent and arising, and not existing as it appears. Is the reflection a combination of those two?
Combination.
Yeah. In other words, is it both of those?
Yeah.
Both existent as a dependent origination, and not existing as it, in the way that it appears. Wait a minute, are you saying that the reflection is a combination of existing as a dependent origination and existing as it appears, or is it that, or is it a combination of existing as a dependent origination and not existing as it appears?
Like dependent origination, the second
one. The second one. So in other words, existing, but not existing as it appears.
So
you see, when we say that it's a combination of existing and not existing as it appears, so not existing as it appears means not existing truly, and the prime line of reasoning to establish that something is not existing truly, in other words, it's not true, not truly existent or not truly established, is that it's a dependent origination, exists or that it exists through depending.
Like
with the reflection also with everything which exists. Just like the reflection is a combination of existing but not existing as it appears, so also with everything. Everything is a combination of existing but not existing as it appears. And when you can understand that, you will be able to think to yourself that even though a thing doesn't exist as it appears, that doesn't mean to say that it doesn't exist. And then you're going to be able to avoid this great danger of falling to the extreme of nihilism. Because otherwise, where the danger would come in is when you think this thing doesn't exist as it appears, then you think it doesn't exist at all. If you think that whatever object you're analyzing doesn't exist because it doesn't exist as it appears, then you're going to end up applying that to everything else, and you end up thinking that karma also doesn't exist the way that it appears, so it doesn't exist. Refuge doesn't exist the way that it appears, therefore it doesn't exist. And this is the nihilist extreme. So you would have avoided that nihilist extreme.
Lama Dzongpa Pe Tengde Sungduwa Tuba Sangye Chumden Degi Gongpa Tumu Mayimba Di Wata Dusi Reis Chata Tumu Mayimba Yimbe Namchue Jengi Gongpa Din Dilu Dela Jangpa Chawos Ani Shereb Yunye Da Samno Yago Tongju Yunye Tuzu Ani Dela Namchue Jengi Sige Yorba Tuzu Ani Samno Tongdan Dela Ya Jangpa Reis Sumbre Odi Jangpa Chawos
Jirimbache says that thinking in this way is really reflects the intention, the true intention of the Buddha. And so if you're wise, you know, a wise person will also think along those lines. So we've looked at the example for the way of entering into psychic existence, and now we're looking at the example of for exiting psychic existence.
You
see a verse which talks about the three times. Tusumra, 37.
I
can't find where we are because Kinsum Chu is mentioning verse 36 with the three where it mentions. So was somebody saying that we seem to have jumped some verses?
Yes.
We skipped
36.
Verse 32, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. melon mena ani su sunye di yonto mares pungbu namla madenba nganzimba ya didan dra sidwa oya.
What it says in actually we're looking now at verse 33, right? So just like when you don't have the mirror, then you won't get the image or the reflection of one's face. So also, when you don't have the aggregates, then you won't have the thought I. If there's no mirror, then there's not going to be a reflection in the mirror of a face, is there?
Tiyo marwa. Ta taga na hi, pungbu namla madenba nganziba ya didan da, sikdo ta. Pungbu la tene, ani nganzi di ngayosung, nganzi lingye di ngayosunguri. Ti ngayla ya, ani nganzi tsema di ngayosung, ti jubude, ani nganzi lingye di ngayosung, ani nganzi lingye jugu nalang di lesa, ani ya kyaardo pungbu lo sogo tinte le, wata dindindindi siya, ti gejarba.
This is talking about how it is that depending upon the aggregates, you have the inborn eye grasping, so that's identified. Before that comes the valid eye grasping. As a result of the inborn eye grasping, we have the creation of karma. Then, too, depending upon that, the aggregates we take, a new set of aggregates as we take birth and cycle existence. So it's explaining that. So that verse is okay, isn't it?
That Papa Gungo is a deterrent turn top ne, a churla mito, the nigi, galonum, numlas, and daddy mess. That Casa Gungo singing you are Sanje, Kanje, Tang Uzu Gibson, the Rebjun Drup, any Jugo Ya Yawal T, Yalhail T, Uzu Gibson, Dishiajua, Santa any.
And then in verse 34, it mentions about Ananda, who we've heard about before. We were talking about how the Buddha took such pains with him, went to such lengths to take care of him and cherish him so much, care so much for him, how he was taken to the hell realms and then how he's taken to the god realms and so on. So here he's mentioned again, and in fact you see even before the Buddha passed away, and certainly after the Buddha passed away, he did so much work, especially in teaching emptiness. Good people. What this is showing in terms of the outlines in the commentary is that the title of this outline, in other words, what this verse is showing is the way in which the realization of emptiness leads to liberation, and in fact how it's the one indispensable cause for achieving liberation.
Tone, Tolum Tobari, Tobne, chela mictops, ma chela mictops, dani ye gilonam la dedimes, any coran caje, tombani you turn musum to tone, any church, caje mi salva levena, dajen, tombani you turn ya coran sevo huge chone, any chela mito, any dani ye, any corangi gilonam la ya, any bed cal cala gemne and gan and deju chejan beg. Yane yandu lobjan wo to stamp is your ta maje tongba ni toya de tara toya gu yinza ba ani keshin bu shuji chen ta korang go to level is or korang to kom tongba ni ji tengu sum do tong yinza ani gilon nam la ya ani be ngane be khali yane yandu lobjan wo to chen she or is or
yobade the top me se at So, the way it shows this is that when the true liberation is true cessation, and in order to achieve true cessation, you have to practice the true path, and the true path is the mind realizing the 16 aspects of the Four Noble Truths, such as impermanence. And mainly it refers to the realization of empty and selfless, those two aspects. So what it's saying here is that when the superior Ananda, it says heard what this means. Actually, it says when he achieved this. Achieved this means when he had achieved the path of seeing, which directly realizes this. He attained the eye of doctrine. That means that he saw it directly. When you achieve the true, the path of seeing, then you realize emptiness directly, non-conceptually. So he attained the eye of doctrine. He saw that Dharma clearly. And then having seen it clearly, having directly realized it himself, he repeatedly taught it to the to the monastics, as it says here. So he taught it again and again, took great pains to teach it again and again.
But Nindu, Rangeda, Takanje, Tibosum Yorwa, Tibosum Yi, Tajumbo Tabala, Tongwani Yi Tungusum to Tony, Tajumbo Govan, the Top Gurmandoji, Tongwani Yi Tungusum to Madonna, Tajumbo Govan, the Top Tuya Yomare. But I change you the same relative huge com Yavje Chevi in a Tibosum Yi Tajumbo Devu, the Top Tuya Yomare, Kanje, Nindu Yi did a Rangye, the Top Tuya Yomare. That Tigua Chamber. Dajumbe Debu Tova Laya, Changu, Sem Dala Robadi, Tony Musum to the Shere of the Guori. Tim Mena Totoya Yomare, Tatso de Kanje, Tony Musum to the Shere of the Day.
The realization of emptiness definitely is necessary in order to achieve liberation, because for the hearers and the solitary realizers, there's no way that they can achieve their final goal of nirvana. They can become arhats without having first directly realized emptiness. And even in the case of the Mahayana, just having bodhicitta without having had the realization of emptiness, one wouldn't be able to gain any kind of liberation. One wouldn't be able to gain the hero liberation, solitary realizer liberation. And nor would you be able to achieve the Mahayana liberation or Mahayana enlightenment. So definitely, even for the Mahayanist to be able to achieve enlightenment, bodhicitta alone is not enough. It has to be accompanied by the realization of emptiness. Thus, in order to achieve the Hinayana, the hero or solitary realizer, enlightenment or level of arhat, definitely the realization of emptiness is required, direct realization of emptiness.
The word
arhat means foe destroyer. So which is the foe that's been destroyed? In fact, it's the afflicted obscurations of the two types of obscuration, the afflicted obscurations and the non-obscurations. The foe which has been destroyed is the afflicted obscurations. The realization of emptiness is what overcomes or vanquishes the discordant side. I don't know if there's a better word for it than that, the mitrujota, the discordant side, the sort of, the discordant side. In other words, it's the one that vanquishes the true grasping mind and all of the other afflictions which are produced depending upon that true grasping mind, such as attachment and hatred and so forth.
Benna.
This realization the mind of bodhicitta is just like a good-hearted person, like for example, a very good-hearted president. Then all of the realization of emptiness would be like a minister or some kind of a secretary of one of the. Do they all get called secretary of state? Are they all called secretaries, or is it just the one? So what would you call them? The
cabinet
members would be like a very efficient cabinet member that's able to carry out the wishes of that good-hearted president.
What that lam tapshi sundu jao tapshi ni guar seadi ni guayadi wo junze tinderi.
And that's the reason why it is that we have to have both method and wisdom. The method is like the compassion side, and the wisdom speaks for itself.
Benata Tumba Nisia, the Shiraka Kachambu Yinza, Kanje, Sanje Rangu Gunyangel and Degala Mondeta, Kanje Gun Golia, whatever, Kurangita Tumba Niki Tundi, Manyamba Cheni, Pet Kali Kurang Gelen or his far. Shenda Kurang Yelaja Gavisha.
The teaching on emptiness is so important that the Buddha himself, before passing away, gave Ananda the great responsibility, almost like a huge load that he had to carry. He gave him the responsibility of maintaining the teachings on emptiness without allowing them to degenerate at all. He told him that it was his job to maintain those teachings, and that if he were to forget any of the other teachings that he'd given, it wouldn't matter. There would be no fault. But if he were to forget even a word of what the Buddha had taught on the side of the realization of emptiness, those wisdom teachings, then it would be a very great fault.
The
this wisdom realizing emptiness is praised in various ways. One way it's praised is that it's just like if you have 100 blind people that want to go somewhere, one sighted person would be able to lead all of them to where it is they want to go, wouldn't they? Just like that, the wisdom realizing emptiness, the perfection of wisdom, takes all of the other perfections, the perfections of generosity, morality, patience, enthusiasm and concentration, and leaves them without allowing them to degenerate, leaves them all to enlightenment.
Lamsum tonda umeba koya kingo gemedu. Kingo dabu pendu du kujendin kor gurusta kaje. Then di kaje karisha resina, reva. Di shea tela serva. Tarver and hin shea was a
rock. Tony
dove penu, tarver and hin shea was tambulasa. Tamu tambulas means cotton mersum.
This identifies the root of psychic existence, which is the root cause that makes us wander in psychic existence. What is psychic existence? What is samsara? Does anybody know?
The body under the control of karma and affliction.
The body under the control. The
body and mind
under control. Lenyungi one under control. Lenyungi wangi wali yubita chit lusensing
to the rest. Kyanzu kri, Was
there somebody else that was going to give an answer to that? I can't see who Kenshin Rinpoche is looking at. Do you think that what she said is right? Nancy. Do you think that what Nancy said is right?
Yeah, except for I think you have to have the idea of it being endless, repeated, same cycling.
So how would you put it then? How do you put it?
Uncontrollable. The mind and body under the control of afflictions and negative karma in an uncontrollable way that you just keep circling around again and again and again.
Taking birth again and again and again. Yeah. Lenyungi wongi. Ani rama mepar. Yane yandu de kiawa lenyen.
Oh, that's how long he. Sidney, Nami gibal, that's Chigoresha, Chigoresha.
It's the same, really, sort of like a question of yours being more detailed, but it's the same. It's, so under the without choice, under the control of karma and the afflictions, again and again taking birth in psychic again and again taking birth in the various abodes of the sentient beings, from the deepest hell realm of the relentless torment to the peak of psychic existence. That's what psychic existence is, and what's being identified here is the main cause of that. It's going to tell us two things. One is what the main cause is, and then depending upon that cause, how it is that we circle, how it is that we wander in the various realms.
단디리 지세 풍분 진유와 지세 될 은지유 은지유는 양래디 들에야니 껴 이소 지휴디 땅코와 코코야 규조디 자와디 코에 자와디 무슨 거래 응
Verse 35, where it says, as long as the aggregates are conceived, so long thereby does the conception of I exist. Further, when the conception of I exists, there is action, and from it there also is birth. This identifies the cause of psychic existence, the root cause of psychic existence.
Pumbu Dembranzembe Denzigi Shinyu di Swim Hujungche Pumbu Dembranzembe Denzigi Shinyu Swim Hujungche Pumbu Dembranzembe Denzigi Shinyu Swim Hujung Yuna Ani Ti Denzigi Swim Hujung Yuna Yuba Tisido Ani Nanzil Hengi Shinyu Swim Hujung Yor Yichel Takanje Nanzil Hengi Shinyu Swim Hujung Yoris She said Pumbu Zin Yuba Tisitel Nanzius Tang Nanzil Hengi Shinyu di Swim Hujungche Yuna Ani tile yani kewa yins, ani ti le sa ne, ani du shen ta kwa nuri is
what
is in wa.
What it's saying here is that as long as the conceived object of the true grasping or true grasping at the aggregates or grasping at the aggregates is truly existent, hasn't been refuted, Sunjoa. When we talk about refuting the conceived object, that means realizing that that conceived object doesn't exist. Okay, so as long as you haven't refuted the conceived object of the grasping at the aggregates, then there will also be the situation of the conceived object of the inborn eye-grasping mind also not having been refuted. In other words, its non-existence not having been realized. And so so long as that's the case, so long as there is, as one hasn't realized that the conceived object of the inborn eye-grasping doesn't exist, then you're going to get karma, and due to the karma, there will also be birth in psychic existence. That's shame you do.
Tetan 자자 주머니 뭐 체체는 곧 타고 체는 다가나 대유나 아니 간사 덴바든 베 덴지디 아니 아 줌바이 뭐 하마고 체체 코레 다가나 아 간제 타고 체는 대요리스 아니 디유나 아니 간제 은지디 곧 타고 체는 대유나 은지 기군이라니 아니 레서리오리스와 마당 아이원 준비 아니 간제 레사지 어디니 지기오리스 아
What is saying simply is that as long as you haven't realized that the grasping of the aggregates is false, then you won't realize, so that will remain intact, and it will remain sort of like solid there. You won't realize that the inborn eye-grasping mind is false, so it will also remain intact and solid there, and therefore you'll get the production of karma and birth in psychic existence. So when we talk about the conceived object, so this means exactly the same as engaged object or object of the mode of apprehension. And so do you remember on one of the previous days we were talking about the referent eye and the aspect eye. Mm-hmm. So like the aspect eye, we had another term was the eye, which is the aspect of the mode of apprehension of that mind. So the one that doesn't exist, in other words, right? There was the referent eye and the aspect eye. The referent eye is the conventionally existing eye. The aspect eye is the one that doesn't exist, is the inherently existing one. So that would be the aspect I, he would also be the I, which is the object of the mode of apprehension. That I, that inherently existing I, would also be the engaged object, it would also be the conceived object of that mind. So we have to realize that that doesn't exist, right? So as long as you haven't realized that the conceived object of grasping at the aggregates, you know, the aggregates inherently existent, that's false, you know, they don't exist, then you'll still have you won't realize the conceived object of the inborn I grasping mind also doesn't exist. So this that when it says the concept of an I, that's talking about the self-grasping mind. So what's the referent object of the I grasping mind? This particular self-grasping mind. The Tanyuduya Pita Matizes.
Oh, that's exactly right. Thank you very much.
So what's what's the aspect I? The I which is the conceived object.
The one that we believe
is truly
exists, but doesn't.
Then also, Namgunda Tachi Rangi tsini ki dhubar yus samkyanta dhu meba mingin dhiris.
Ta dhubar dhir ba ta khanche shenyu ki dhasana rang tsini dhubar dhiki yorwa chetan ta kui shenyu ki dhasana khansa rang tsini dhubar dhir ba ta.
In other words, it's an inherently existing I, right?
O ta rwa, dhiri, ta rang dhiri. Chetan ta
When we talk about the root of psychic existence, we're referring to the self-grasping of phenomena and self-grasping of the person. There are these two types. Both of those are considered to be the root of psychic existence. When we talk about the self-grasping of phenomena, grasping the aggregates as inherent existent would be self-grasping a phenomena. Grasping the I or the person as a self-existent would be self-grasping of the person.
In
actual fact, a phenomenon is another word for object of knowledge. Everything which exists is a phenomenon. Everything which exists is an object of knowledge. And yet, when we talk about person and phenomenon in the context of self-grasping of the person, self-grasping of phenomena, then they're distinct. These two are distinct. In general, the person is a phenomenon because the person exists. But in the context of the self-grasping of the person, self-grasping of phenomena, they are distinct. They're considered distinct. So we've got the person on the one hand, and then everything else which is the object of use of the person would come under the category of phenomenon. So they're distinct in that in the person is the user, and everything else, you know, when we talk about phenomena, that refers to everything which is an object of use by the person.
Oh, to say.
Okay, so the order in which the two self graspings are produced, the self grasping of phenomena, the self grasping of the person, that is, first of all, the self grasping of phenomena is produced, and then the self grasping of the person. There in the verse 35, where it says, as long as the aggregates are conceived, so long thereby does the conception of I exist, that's talking about, first of all, the self-grasping of phenomena, and then it's talking about the self-grasping of the person.
Oh, yeah.
The way in which that order, we can see that order is in the case of a person walking into the room, and the way in which we recognize them. First of all, their aggregates appear to us, and we grasp their aggregates as being truly existent or inherently existent. So that's the true grasping of phenomena. Then depending upon the appearance of their aggregates, we think it's such and such a person. And then we get the thought thinking such a person is inherently existent. So that's the self-grasping of the person. That's how that order occurs.
Oh yeah, Tanzini Nanangel, Chuggy Tanziki, where or Peter, but that's right.
Through that example, we can see how it is that first of all we have the self grasping of phenomena and then self grasping of the person. When it comes to realizing that the order in which the two selflessnesses are realized, the realization of the selflessness of phenomena and the realization of the selflessness of the person, there, the one which is realized first is the selflessness of the person. After that, you get the realization of the selflessness of phenomena. The reason for that order is because it's the way that the yogis and yoginis, or those meditators and practitioners go about things. First of all, they would reflect on how they are wandering in psychic existence, and they would look into the cause. They would inquire about the cause for wandering in psychic existence. What is it that acts as what is it that makes them want in psychic existence? And so this would bring them to think about the true grasping mind, and they would start thinking about how the things don't exist in the way that they appear to that true grasping mind, and they would come to realize emptiness of the person, and then finally, they would start thinking about, the way of being of the things which are used by such a person.
Kamishudo. 람숨 턴다 의미해봐 코에 긴고로 개미이 긴고로 대부 편주인기 교제인되는 코와 교로서 어디리다
Then as for the way in which we circle, this is explained in verse 36 where it says, with these three pathways mutually causing each other, without a beginning, a middle, or an end, this wheel of psychic existence turns like the wheel of a firebrand.
Oh yeah. That the karikshayrasna lamsum tonda umebasidwa lamsum tonda umebasidwa that kanje lamsum tonda umebasidwa lamsum sena karirebuda Then as for the way in which we circle, this is explained in verse 36 where it says, with these three pathways mutually causing each other, without a beginning, a middle, or an end, this wheel of psychic existence turns like the wheel of a firebrand. 뉴모 숨제 되자 시간 뒤모 숨이 봐. 말해. 뉴모 숨
말바
세린. 어 머리바제 따다라. 머리바제 세바제 렘바제 따 세바데 렘바니자로 되자르 봐. 머리바제 머리바제 세바제 렘바제 뒤숨부디 뉴모르 봐. 뉴모제. 따 니바 뉴지기 레세야티 레가디르 봐. 레가디. 아니 시바세야디 레가디르 봐. 시바 Lenniso, Lennis Tirita, Sibache, Niva Dujig Lege, Lenniso, the Hidun Seati, Anicare, Hidun Seati, Riva, Riba Toa Dushi, Semba, Yilacheva, Tadibache, Mache, Tigalia, Kiawache, Gahiche, Tidumbudri.
So it says here with these three. So we're looking at the order in which they arise in the Tibetan, the way they occur in the Tibetan. So in the Tibetan, the first line says that these three pathways have no beginning, middle, or an end. This is talking about the 12 links. In fact, when we want to look at how we wander in psychic existence, we can do it in terms. We can look at it in terms of the four truths. And or we can look at it in terms of the 12 links of dependent origination. So here it's looking at it in terms of the 12 links of dependent origination. So, and it's saying that those three pathways, which we're going to explain, they have no. You can't point out a beginning. Which one was the first one? Which one was the middle one? Which is the end one? There's no particular, there isn't a particular order. You can't point out which one is the first. Just like when somebody is twirling a fire brand, you know, and describing a circle with it. Once the circle has been formed, then you can't point out, this is the beginning of the circle, this is the end of the circle. Wherever you start, it's going to be arbitrary. The three paths that are mentioned here, they refer to the links of which are afflictions, the links which are karma, and then the resultant links. So the links which are afflictions are the first, which is ignorance, and then the eighth and the ninth, which are craving and grasping, and these are both forms of attachment. So attachment is also an affliction, right? So those three are afflictions. Then the other pathway, which is the links of karma, that's the second one and the tenth. The second one is karma, the link of karma. What's another one? Maybe give it something.
Formation.
Sometimes it's called the link of formations, link of karma. So that's action, that's karma. You know, that's karma. And then also the tenth link, existence. This is also karma. That's also considered to be action. So those two are the karma links. So those are the two pathways. And then the result of those is the remaining seven links, which are name and form. Sorry? Consciousness. Consciousness. Yeah, that depends how you... Yeah, anyway. So you've got consciousness, name and form, the six sources, contact, feeling, and then age... So that's five, right? Then birth and aging and death. That's seven.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the seven resultant ones. So you've got it's like a circle. You can talk in terms of the links of the afflictions, and then the links of the karma, and the links of the result, and then like that. It's sort of like a circle. But there actually isn't a fixed order. Whichever one you choose as the beginning will be, arbitrary.
Lamsum, ta lamsum se yadi kharishasun, lamsum budi kagare.
So what are the three paths?
Nyomong
che, ane le che, ane dinye...
Shidun che.
Jebu.
Takta tangari, takta tangari, riba. Ta tende yangla chungi di kyanan tu takka dhuguyo na, riba. Tangbu jeba gu nyumu sa, tangbu che, jeba che, guba di nyumu re, tisumbu di yangla chungi nane.
If you know the list of the 12 links, then there's a scriptural passage which states the first, the eighth, and the ninth are afflictions.
Tangbu jeba gu nyumu. Nyiba chuba le yinu sa, nyiba di tang chuba di le re.
The second and the tenth are karma.
Nyiba chuba le yinu sa, shi dun sa, ina ilhamma di gede ta shi re, shi.
And the remaining seven are referred to as the basis.
Sumbu dale nyin jong de sa, sumbu dale nyin jong de.
From two,
sumbu dale nyin jong de.
From the two come three.
That two de karere se na le ni bu de, ni ba chuwa le se ya de.
Nibu dale sumra. So yeah, from the
sumbu dale nyin jong de sa.
From it should be the other way around. From the three come the two. The three are the afflictions. The first, which are the first, the eighth and the ninth. From those three come the two, which means the two karma, which are the second and the tenth.
Nibu dale sumbu dale nyin jong de sa. Nyin le dun jong.
From three come two, from the two come seven. So from the three comes two means the three there are the three afflictions, which are the first, the eighth and the ninth links. Come the two there is the two karmas, which are the second link and the tenth link. And the remaining seven links follow from them.
Shidumbu tile ya tangi kanje nyumu sumbu di chung, ya nyumu sumbu tile ya le nyi chung, ya du shen, chana ta chi le chi chung, du shen ta, ani toman diri se ya zan mev shen ta, tu chi ki si tuwa.
And then when you've got the base, the seven which are the basis, then you get the, once you have those, and then from that you get the three afflictions. From that you get the two karmas. From that you get the seven, which are the basis. From that you get the three and the two and the seven, like that. And it just keeps going. It's like a circle, which whose beginning you can't point out.
That's how.
No, that. So we'll stop there.
That's when you and the Tandati can say Sumbu Dale, Ninjo, Nili, Dunjo, Dunjo, not the pages of the Temple of Vinda, Sevo, Tandita,
Tomorrow I'm going to explain to you how to use that verse where we've been, where we were talking about from the 3 come the 2, from the 2 come the 7, from the 7 come the... I'm going to explain, give you, try to give you as clear an explanation as I can of how to use that. And I'll explain a little bit about emptiness as well. And anyway, then we'll be celebrating Christmas. So I think that this that will be the real Christmas. So at Christmas, you know, you eat all sorts of sweets and you eat all sorts of nice food and you exchange presents and you see your family, but the real Christmas will be, you know, coming together and talking about these things and thinking about these things. This is really amazing way to spend Christmas. Isn't it amazing to sit down and think about these things and sort of like, you know, like use your, stretch your brain in that way. All of the our investigations and discoveries with atomic power, this is something really amazing. That also is something really amazing. But you know, to look at the inner world as we see it described in the Buddha's teachings, and to tackle these things, that's really, you know, like leaves it well behind him. It's just so amazing in comparison. It's really amazing when you think about what they were able to accomplish, when you think of what Buddha accomplished, Buddha himself, you know, back in those old days in India. Buddha himself was an Indian, and you think, if you think about what he was able to accomplish, and then following him, the two sublime... The two supreme beings and the six ornaments, the so-called two supreme beings and the six ornaments, and Nagarjuna, including Nagarjuna, Sangha, and so forth. And if we think of it more extensively, then the 17 pandits of Nalanda, these were all Indians from the ancient times, and what they were able to accomplish was really amazing. On top of that, also we have the six founders of the Titika, these non-Buddhist extremist schools. They were really amazing what they were able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now the in the, these days in India the you know the on the level of Buddhism things are really not so strong, but I do know from my time in Varanasi, teaching in Varanasi at the Tibetan Institute, I know somewhat of the activities of the those Titika practitioners even now.
Kunjo chidang du du kanjo ta turun ngade chidang du du la guru wa cha ta 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 sa ta ma ba de ke bo re ma bo jo re ta xian da li yu me ha gu ma le ya xian da ta jia la lu bo jia xin bu xiu ru wa wo ta wo ren de su le mo ne na bo ke bo re ten de re ta xian da da ta xi da yu si le ta kan je jia la ha na jia xin bu ru wa
Well, it's a huge country for sure, but I know that we had to have some Indian scholars coming to teach at our, you know, Tibetan Institute, and so I know that the you know that Buddhism isn't so strong in Buddhism in India. From that, maybe in other areas, because of India being such a huge country, maybe it's stronger in some parts. Anyway, I was just mentioning that, by the way. But anyway, I mean, in those days, in those ancient times, when you think about what the those Indians were able to accomplish, it's just unbelievable, really. Actually, these days, you know, in terms of like their accomplishments with the on the level of computer technology and medicine, the doctors and so on, it's pretty amazing. Anyway, that's just by the way.